Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone here on, as we get closer and closer to Veterans Day, the Griswold Schools will again this year be hosting a Veterans Day program Monday, November 11th at 7 p.m. at the Griswold Community School Auditorium. And our guest this morning will be their guest Monday night, Lieutenant Joe Willis, an executive officer for the Joint Intelligence Operations Center at the U.S. Strategic Command at Offutt Air Force Base, with us by phone this morning. Lieutenant, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. You're going to be at the Griswold Veterans Day program at the schools there here on Monday night. What we don't want to give away all of your secrets. We want folks to come out and enjoy the program. But can you talk a little bit about your message?
Yes, a little bit. You know, I just, more than anything, I want to, you know, take the opportunity to get out, you know, into the small towns and the you know, in the surrounding communities here of Offutt, and just, you know, take an opportunity and take a minute to thank all the veterans that have served that are not currently in uniform and those that are in uniform if they're going to be there. Just to, you know, to thank them for their service and what they've done for our country through the years. You know, we've got a rich history of people that have served and continue to serve. You know, throughout the generations of this great country, and I just, you know, that will be kind of the foundational message of my speech.
You betcha. Well, and sometimes people just unintentionally confuse that this isn't Memorial Day. This is Veterans Day. We are celebrating those folks who served us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, not to be confused with Memorial Day. But, you know, Veterans Day was once Armistice Day, you know, back, you know, I think it was President Woodrow Wilson that declared Armistice Day, you know, was the day that the guns fell silent on the Western Front in Europe. And, you know, since that day, it's been renamed Veterans Day. So, yeah, definitely not to be confused with Memorial Day.
Yeah. Well, I know you're from Kentucky originally, it says here in my notes. Can you talk a little bit about your journey? How did you get to Offutt?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, you know, somewhat like Griswold, I was born and raised in a very small town in south central Kentucky. Columbia is the name of the town. I was actually born and raised on a dairy farm. And my father still milks to this day. We milk about 115 head of cows. And my mother is a high school biology teacher. Or was, I should say, and has transitioned, and she is now the curriculum coordinator there at the local schools. I went to a small private liberal arts school in southern Kentucky, Lindsey Wilson College is the name of it, and played college baseball there. And then from there, I graduated, and I was accepted into OCS for the Navy. I attended OCS in Newport, Rhode Island there, and back in January of 2013. After I finished in Newport, I went to the newest session's intelligence course for the Navy, officers. It's NIOBIC, they call it, Naval Intelligence Officer Basic Course. That takes about 6 to 7 months, and once I graduated that course there, I then moved on to my first duty station in Atsugi, Japan. I spent 2 years out forward in Japan as a part of our forward deployed naval forces. And while I was there, I got to do two deployments there, one on the USS George Washington in 2014. And then in 2015, I got to deploy on the USS Ronald Reagan all throughout the southeastern Pacific. Had some incredible experiences there. After my 2 years there in Japan, I moved on to Washington, D.C., where I was at the Office of Naval Intelligence, kind of in the southeastern part of the district there in Suitland, Maryland. While I was there, I got to do two more deployments for the Navy. I spent large parts of 2017 and late parts of 2018 into 2019 in Baghdad, Iraq, where I served as the collections manager and collections and ISR manager for the Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force Iraq, which is an 06 level headquarters right there in Baghdad on a State Department compound. Also got to spend some time in Germany and in Korea there. I did 2 months each in 2016 and 2018 as well. And then that brings me to present day. I transferred to United States Strategic Command here, where I serve in the Intelligence Directorate in February of this year. And I've been here at Offutt and in the Omaha area since February. So going on 8, 9 months now. Oh, so that brings us to present day.
Very good. Do you have a history of military service in your family?
Yes, my brother was a Marine. O331 machine gunner, and my grandfather served in the Navy back in the after World War II, kind of in the Korean War time. My grandfather passed away when my father was 18 years old, so I never got a chance to meet him. But he served back in the day as well. So yes, we do have a history of military service.
Sure. Is that something you've always wanted to follow?
Yes. You know, it was. Growing up, I always thought. Coming through high school, I thought, if I don't go to school and pursue athletics, I might join the Marine Corps. It didn't work out at the time. I just the opportunity presented itself to get my school paid for and to play baseball. So I thought at the time that I couldn't pass that opportunity up, and it led me to where I am today. So I look back on my college experience and the ability to get my school paid for, very much a blessing.
Sure. Well, the path that you took, everyone's path is a little bit different when they choose to make that move toward the service, but a path that can open up a lot of doors, a lot of opportunities for you, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I have, I was doing some quick tallying upstairs before I came down to talk to you, and I believe I'm concluding my seventh year of military service, about to head into year eight. And I've seen 17 countries in that, in that 7 year span, and most of the United States. So, it's been an absolute incredible experience so far, and I've really enjoyed my my path here. And I even met my wife, through the military, and she's actually from the Omaha area, which is what brought me here.
Well, I see that in my notes here, too, you've been commended more than a few times here with different awards, and you've had opportunities to see a lot of things. You've really built a strong resume here. Is a resume building, or is this a full career for you?
It definitely doesn't hurt my resume, that's for sure. Some of the opportunities that I've been afforded so far in my career, my wife and I, we have some big decisions ahead of us in the years to come. I totally intend on serving out my time here at U.S. Stratcom. I truly love the mission and the people and who we work with on a day-to-day basis. It's been fantastic so far. Tracy and I, we have some big decisions ahead because, going forward, if this is going to be a career, there will be many more moves ahead of us, and it's picking up and moving a family, many more times. So we haven't ruled that out yet, but big decisions to come for sure.
Yeah, we wish you well in those decisions too. When you come to Griswold here on Monday night to make that presentation, what do you hope folks take away from what you have to share with them?
It's a great question. A sense of appreciation of what veterans, past and present, have done. I read something interesting the other day from a presentation by President Obama. Was you'd be walking down the street of your of your local town, and you could pass a veteran who's no longer in uniform, that has since taken that uniform off. And that, when they wore that uniform, no matter, what political affiliation or, however they looked at, how things are currently going in today's society, is that they were willing to lay down their life, for the things that we hold dear to us as Americans. And that's something that's very powerful. I think more than anything, that's part of the message that I'll try to relay and hope that people can take away, is that it is a great sacrifice every day that the veterans that put on the uniform, both both military and civilians that deploy in service of our country and sacrifice, you know, every day. And that's both, you know, in uniform, and you can't discount the sacrifices that even the families make when people go forward and deploy. And, you know, it's an incredible sacrifice. It's something that should not be taken lightly.
You bet. Well, and there are a lot of different reasons why folks choose that lifestyle, choose that career path. In some cases, you know, World War II and some of those conflicts come up. Some folks did it out of a sense of duty. They decided this is what needed to be done, and I'm going to do it. In some cases today, it's because it affords a lot of opportunities and things, too, for youngsters to kind of jumpstart their life. So whatever the reason, it doesn't matter. It's always honorable to serve, and we appreciate those folks that do. And we appreciate not only your visit here to Griswold on Monday night to visit with folks, but we also appreciate your service as well, Lieutenant. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you all so much, and I look forward to seeing and meeting everyone at school on Monday night. I can't wait.